Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. Today it's just me, Kate Wolf, and with two incredible guests, Candy Claire and Maria Picard.
Hello!
Hi.
Thank you both for virtually joining me.
Yay!
I just got over the flu. Maria, you had COVID. So how are you feel? How'd you know you had it? Like, what were your symptoms? Because I thought I was dying for flu.
I thought initially it was just the flu and I started getting better. But then all of a sudden I went downhill. It was like a triple threat. Ears, sinus, throat. And I felt like somebody beat me up with a bat all in this area. And I said, I think we need to go to urgent care, which is something I rarely do. So I was shocked that I came out positive and my dad came out negative because he was the one that started coughing. So I was like, okay, isn't it strange how COVID works?
Yeah, and I wonder if all the tests are correct because I tested negative for COVID about a month ago when I was like, I think I might have it. I mean, it's just, I think it's hard to really fully track.
Well, you had the OG.
The OG COVID.
You did. Like, she had to go to the hospital and, like, secretly Uber and, like, this whole thing because no one would, like, go near her.
Yeah, thanks, Candy. Oh. I'm giving away my big secret. I apologize, Uber. Yeah, no, it was fucked up. I got it, like, when it was first popular is when I got COVID. And I thought I was dying. But they still made fun of me. And I did have COVID. And they were like, oh, it's your anxiety again. Like, they were really, you know. But, yeah, it's because I've had it. I think I've had it twice. Or maybe I just feel like I've had it twice. I definitely had it once. And then I'm convinced it's been in my system other than that. But the flu was fucking nasty, too. Like, I just get taken
really
down.
Yeah.
It's you awful. Know what it feels like? It feels like the cold has elevated. It's no longer just a regular cold. It is now, you know, drag out, knock out kind of fight with your body.
Like, I don't think there's regular sick anymore. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I just have a cold. It's like, I'm going to probably die. Or I feel nothing.
Oh, wow. I haven't had that one.
Like, so like, you know, Robbie Slovic?
Mm-hmm.
Casey Bolsham's husband. Well, they were going to do like the party for, you know, the John, the Daily Show guy. What's his name?
Trevor Noah?
John Stewart.
Oh.
So it's now the problem with John Stewart.
Oh,
and
he's okay.
One of the main writers on that show. And they always make everybody test before holiday party, like to keep everybody safe. And he came up positive and had zero symptoms.
That's crazy. I'm teaching. Germs are everywhere. I mean, yeah. Last Friday when I was out, 21 teachers were out. I mean, we chose to go back to schools. Yeah.
That's a lot.
And someone else I know whose mom's a teacher, 15 kids went home with COVID last week. So it's definite. And, you know, my son's district, they're so funny. My son's district's always like, these emails are personal and private. Like, what are they trying to protect? But like there's that RSV going around. Like, schools right now are getting hit. And it's just a matter of, I think people don't want to go back to virtual because they don't want the kids in the home. But I think we might be headed that way. I don't freaking know because it's pretty bad.
And it's so early still. So, yeah. Like, is this even considered really cold and flu season yet? Like, I don't
know. I think
it's
so.
Like,
I mean, it has
hurricane
to be.
Season.
We're done with hurricane season, correct? That's done. Now it's
hurricane season is, I feel like, what? June to October.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So we're out of that. We're into COVID.
Out of that.
Season.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's the marker, I guess.
I don't know. I feel like so many people are run down.
Yeah.
And they just keep working and working because we don't know what else to do. And it breeds disease. Like, the whole time I was sick, I was like, disease is dis-ease. Of a dis-ease. Like, help. What do I need to do for my ease? And I like, you know, it's a hard fucking life. And like, it's hard to take off the days you need, even the guilt you feel. But like, I took off the days I had crazy fever and all that. I was like, there's no way I can teach like this. But I think we all need to have more ease in our lives somehow, because the sickness, I think, is the mind, body, spirit connection. And a lot of us are not happy or fulfilled, and we're just trying to keep up with everyone else and pay the bills and make our kids happy or family and friends. And it's like, I don't know. Whenever I'm sick, I'm talking to God heavy. Like, what do I need to do to make you happy? And I don't know all the answers yet, but I am trying. Because being
also
sick.
Also, on the flip side, on the positive side of that, because I had COVID at Thanksgiving. Sweets. And I think
terrible.
We got it out of our system maybe early on. So now we're good. So this is like a new wand, everyone.
Candy's getting her hair done right now by this new wand.
It's from like a kiosk at the mall.
When Maria brought it out for a quick sec, I saw it at an angle. I thought it was like a dildo for a quick sec. And I was like, this party's about to get started. except for my fucking crazy looking Adam's apple right now, because of the lighting is hitting it. I have a very dramatic, almost monster-like.
Are your glands still swollen?
Yeah, because I'm filled with mucus. I just want everyone to get real hungry right now. I'm filled with mucus.
Candy says, hey, what's that bag over there? And I said, oh, you mean my fupa?
What? It's a baby
apron. Belly apron, mommy belly apron. And I'm like, are you talking about this?
She wasn't. And look who made an appearance.
She wasn't. It was a bag outside for reals.
I feel like also women have bellies and we're not supposed to have bellies. The other day.
Here's the thing. Renaissance paintings.
Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah. Renaissance paintings are always fuller figured, right? That was like the statement of beauty. And also, if you were thin, it's because you were poor, right? Because you couldn't afford to eat. Can we go back to that?
Yeah. We don't want to go back to that. We want to embrace
the
womb-like shape.
You guys want to see Renaissance? I'll give you my side profile.
We'll have a lot to promote when we promote this podcast. We'll have a lot of pictures, and the listeners can say how they feel about all of our bodies. You guys can rate our bodies from 1 to 10. No.
Hey, listen, I'm too sensitive. I think I'm a 10. Fupa and all.
You don't have a fupa. See, there's a difference between a fupa and a womb. And I feel like...
What's a womb?
A womb.
Your womb. I thought you said woo, and I was like...
Oh, I wish I had a new cool word for, but I do not. It's just like our bodies have wombs. Get over it, you know? And the girls with really flat stomachs, like that's cool too, but I can't keep beating myself up for not having like the most perfectly flat stomach. I just feel like a lot of women have those womb, the little belly.
Biologically, you have, when you get to a certain age, like there's no such thing as a flat stomach, because it's like your body is starting to.
Look at that.
So, I feel like I'm witnessing a salon right now too. Yeah. And you're like, both of you like will do something and they'll be like, ooh. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because Candy's getting her hair. It's like a wand straightener curler, I guess.
Yes. All three. I fell in love.
We should have just done, what was that, HGTV? Was that what it is? Where they sell?
Kind of. You know, it's like, you know, in the mall kiosks where they come at you, like from in nowhere. Well, from the mall kiosk. But they have something very exciting to show you.
I had to go to the bathroom and I said,
I avoid them.
I would have, except for I really wanted an iron, but I had to go to the bathroom and he goes, I don't trust you, ma'am. I was like, I'm going to come right back.
Wait, you took it into the bathroom?
No. He thought I wasn't going to come back to hear his spiel.
Oh, I thought you were like, let me go try this out in the bathroom. No. And I'll come back.
It is a dildo.
Yeah, she's like, let me go fuck myself with this wand real quick.
Let me.
And then I'll decide if it's a keeper.
Right. Here you go. Thank you.
So he was shocked when I came back and I started cracking up. And he's all, you kept your word. And I said, that's all I have.
Can I ask how much this wand was? This magical wand?
Yeah, the wand was very expensive.
It was?
Well, I got a 2-for deal. So it was
my gosh.
400 for two.
How much was it?
$400 for two. It came with a brush.
OMG.
But this shit is magic. Look.
She doesn't even work for them.
That's why I said we need to right now be selling
right.
this hair wand.
He did my curls, and just from here down. I don't wash my hair for about a week, 2 weeks sometimes. I don't put product in it. And that lasted me days. And I blow dry my hair in between, for menopause.
As long as you're happy, it's your money. Yeah. Your hair does look great. Right.
I love it.
But isn't that interesting how whenever someone buys like an expensive item or something, you follow it up in the back with justifying the cost, or I had a coupon, or I could, like, you never can just say, I just bought something expensive because I wanted to. I'm getting my lips done.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I love it. Have you ever?
No, but I did have a coupon.
Why are you getting your lips done? You have great lips.
I just feel like the older I get, the more they're kind of like inverting.
Okay. I think that's crazy, but I'll support whatever you want to do because they look good.
Fun.
Well, if that's your idea of fun, but you have to be careful because some of these chicks that do that, they get real fucked up looking.
Yeah.
Real fucked up looking. And I don't want to name names.
I know who you're thinking of.
Nope. There are a bunch. They're like famous, not famous. Oh, and you're just like, leave your face alone. Like
your family. Although they look good on them.
Who?
Jeans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, the more work you have, it can, you know what I mean? Like some people's faces, the more they do, they start to not look like faces, you know? Yeah. So you just have to be really careful. I mean, obviously Michael Jackson's like the ultimate where you're like, where is your face going?
Yeah.
So I think you just have to do you, but I don't think you need that. But let's go to our first segment.
Let's do it.
Cool or not cool. Okay. Yeah. So you ladies get to weigh in on if this is cool or not cool. Ghosting people, cool or not cool?
Not cool for me.
I'm a ghoster.
Are you?
Yeah.
What do you think, Maria, that she's a ghoster?
I think it's great. I support Candy and everything she does.
Yeah, I feel like I don't mind you ghosting, Candy. I mean, for me, sometimes I'll ghost. I try to respond if I think I can.
Do you mean though in a romantic capacity, like in a dating capacity, or in like someone just wants information or needs you for something?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess there's such a range, and that's what can be addressed. Like romantically ghosting, I think is really shitty. Like if you and the person were up in each other, like you should be able to.
Yes. So I will say I have ghosted before meeting a person. Right?
Right, right.
So it's like we've had like a text conversation or a dating app conversation back and forth. And that would be if it didn't go anywhere, I would just stop responding or, you know, not go to the next thing. If I've met a person or whatever, I will usually say something or they will. But like when it comes to comedians and work stuff, I get like up to 50 emails and texts a day. You know,
see, and that's different. It's like you can't be expected to respond to every person you also don't know.
Yeah.
Like if someone on Facebook that I don't really know well, you know, to me, that's not even ghosting. It's like not engaging in something that you don't have to.
Right.
I'm more, if it's a close person, I'm not a ghoster because it's like if you want them in your life, you have to know how to communicate. But I think, yeah, if you don't want someone in your life, fine, ghost. You know, I guess ghosting is better than the person being like, you're a fucking loser. Stop texting me. That would be a worse response.
I've never done it. I don't feel like it's been done to me.
Who would? Since after meeting them, like even after like one meeting, like I've had to say like, I'm not, or what's a good canned response? Like, I'm not into this.
Sure.
So sorry for you.
Okay. So ghosting is not,
it's not cool.
It's not cool. If you're close to the person, but if you're not, I guess who cares?
But also on the flip side of that, no one is entitled to your time.
Right. Yeah. And if it's the only way someone knows how to draw a boundary, then whatever. Okay. Cool or not cool. Bangs. I'm going to say cool. I'm growing mine out right now, but still cool, depending on if you're in the mood.
I love bangs.
Do you guys remember those little short bangs back, like punk rock? Oh, I love that. I think it's hot. With like what do you call it? One of those blunt cuts or whatever.
A blunt
where ball. It was like longer in the front and shorter in the back. Hot. Love it.
Yeah, I think anyone can rock any style, you know? Like, I just wanted to say bangs. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think bangs are cool.
Okay, bangs are cool. What do you think of the hair wand, Candy? Because Candy right now is still, you're loving it?
Yeah.
I think also having someone else do your hair is just like heaven. If someone's touching your hair nicely, it can put you in such a trance too.
Yeah, like, and also like look at Maria with these acrylic nails. So you could just feel it like a little bit on the scalp and then like the thing goes in.
Yeah. Yeah, no. When someone's doing your hair, like I've gotten my hair done where the person was so hard in the shampoo, that is a nightmare. And then you speak up.
Yeah, then... the neck bowl with the, you know, like the
shampoo
you?
Bowl. Some of those like are like a ridge.
Oh,
yes.
Vellum.
Yes. But that hasn't happened to me in a while. I cut my own hair. But when someone's nicely touching your hair, it's heaven.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to get into some weird history. I don't know why I wanted to talk about history, but I just think it's interesting because we live in the U.S., how the U.S. even came about. So basically, and please, ladies, correct me, but Britain came to the U.S. before we had our...
Did you look this up?
I wrote this up.
But did you look it up?
No. I mean, I've like learned history in my past and like the Revolutionary War and everything. Yeah. But I still feel like it's interesting that we stole the land. But then like when I talk to CG, he's like, yeah, but that's kind of how it went. Like you conquered lands.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, but it's still fucked up that like a whole other, you know, groups of people were living here. And we were just like, this is ours now. Maria.
That's funny that you say that, because I didn't realize how much England, what the scope of what they owned was until this recent changing of the
God or the Queen.
Yes. Canada.
Really?
I had no idea how far and wide the range of there. And
in the Commonwealth, it was Hong Kong as well. They really were like the Adidas.
So what did we take from them? I'm curious, because how much more of the land that they could have had or would have had? I mean, what did we take? I'm curious.
Wait, so I just want to, I have a Louisiana education, everyone. So this is, please don't be like, what an idiot. And yes. I wasn't Christopher Columbus Italian came over. He came over and discovered America, right? Thinking it was something else.
Okay. I mean, I also grew up in Louisiana. No.
You can't.
blame it on my Southern education that I didn't actually have.
But of course, it was like the Native American situation. That was like, it was their land.
Yeah, it's just, I feel like we've got fucked up spiritual wounds in this land. And
now you have it happening in the Ukraine.
Right. Right. It's still occurring. And just, you know, in the school I work at, they're teaching a lot now. I mean, Indigenous Peoples Day is super celebrated, which I think is awesome. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. So I just think, you know, there needs to be, I don't even know, not just education, but just like awareness on what ownership even is. Right. And, you know, we're all here now, right? Like, people were taken here that were slaves and brought right. to this land. So now right. here are all these people, and a lot of us are feeling the pain of this land. And I think it's interesting, like, trying to find our way through some of those pains and wounds and just understanding, like, how we can all not repeat those things too. And well, like,
which is the point of history, correct? Is like, right. is to not repeat it, but it doesn't, it, what it seems to be doing is the opposite. I was like, oh, remember when they did that? Let's try that again.
Yeah. Well, someone said, one of my students said that Kanye wants to change his name to Yitler from Yeezus to Yitler. And I was like, dude,
actually
Hitler,
pretty
cool. Hitler hated Black people too. And a lot of like, people don't realize it because they focus on, oh, Hitler hated the Jews. And it's like, no, Hitler hated anyone who wasn't white and like Christian, mm-hmm. Anglo-Saxon. Like, he was going for one look.
Right. But also, what is his argument now? Because I feel like Kanye or Yee or Hitler has changed what he has felt and thought, right? So it became like Jewish people were responsible for, you know, all kinds of bad things, right? And then it was like, oh no, because I'm Christian, I love everyone no matter what. And like, so it's like, what, where are you now? Because it changes every few minutes, and you're fully aware that you have so many people that look up to you and follow you, that like whatever you say, and it's almost like he gets off on that part. It's almost right. like I can change my mind and you're going to follow me no matter what. I mean, it's clearly a lot of mental illness in this situation, but
yeah. And it's just sad because he is such a talented Black man who could be yeah. fighting for
right.
people who like, like, I feel like, sure, are there bad Jews out there? Yeah, there are bad everyone's
Everybody.
Out
yep.
there, you know, but he could be someone like not wanting people to be lumped in a group and put down. It's like, Kanye, you're so much bigger than that. So it would be, you know, I do think there's mental illness there. I think a lot of us are mentally ill, but it would be nice if he fucking chilled, because Hitler also hated other races.
Right.
It wasn't just the Jews. And yeah. there's this weird thing where it's like, some people think, oh yeah, if I side with him.
Do you think that it's possible that something like that can happen again?
Yeah, I think it's possible for anything fucked up to happen again, yeah. because it would happen in an insidious way, you know, but I think I see some of the comments of people mm-hmm. on TikTok and what they're like, okay with. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's all about what the masses collectively are thinking. And if enough people really hate Jews or any group yeah. of people, yeah, something could happen. But I mean, I hope not. I think there are enough of us that are enlightened to stop shit like that from happening, but it definitely upsets me. And yeah. it's just like, it's time to get to the next level where we're not hating about, you know, over race. And then, yeah, the Ukraine.
It's the trend.
Right.
It's trendy right now.
Right. And with the Ukraine still being seized in a sense. Yeah, it's just heartbreaking. It's like, yeah. what the fuck? Like, what kind of vibration are we still living in
yeah.
where it's this, I want this, it's mine. I will destroy, right. I will take. And I'm just sickened. And we can get to the Salem witch trials, because you both yes. know I put down that as a topic. But I watched Wednesday on Netflix. I don't know. And
love it.
And
she
they touched
Wednesday
on,
for Halloween.
Wait, who were you?
She was Wednesday for Halloween.
Yes, I love Wednesday. To me, it's also like claiming shadow work. She's so okay with saying those deeper, darker mm-hmm. thoughts that it's freeing. And they talk about the pilgrims, right? They have a lot of that mentality that I think is important to still bring up, because so many of us, if the Salem witch trials era was still here, we'd be burned at the stake. It's like, oh,
you would have been gone a long time
ago. Oh, I would have been. I feel like I got burned at the stake anyway, even though it wasn't even cool. They were like, she's a witch.
Right, right.
I was like, what? Why? Because the aliens brought me here? Fuck you.
Lucy had something interesting to say actually about Wednesday, the show, which she said that she didn't love it, which was like, it's a hot take because it's been like, I think now is, has been like the longest running number one show on Netflix, like of all time.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She was like, she didn't like about it was Wednesday's character is not supposed to at all have emotions or feelings. And they gave her emotions and feelings in this. And that's not who she is.
Wait, who was upset with this?
Lucy, my daughter.
Lucy. Okay. Yeah. Missed you say.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked her having some. She didn't have too many, you know, like she was still a very stoic, dark, humored being. But I think there was a tiny bit of emotional response and I appreciated it because it feels like that character is evolving. I even Googled, you know, the Addams Family comics because Gomez looked very different from the Addams Family movie that just came out because in the Addams Family movie, it was a more attractive actor.
1991?
Yeah, the one bad, but I loved it. So like Angelica Gomez was hotter. And then it was a great actor, but it was hard at first. And then I was like, no, wait. In the original comic, the Addams Family father has more weight on him. He doesn't look like the one from the movie in the comic, you know? So I just think it's interesting that people can take these characters, these archetypes, and how they do evolve. Same with like all of the Superman stuff, the superheroes, you know, Batman's been changed a bunch, Joker and Harley. So I'm down, but I can see what Lucy's saying.
Yeah.
But I did like that.
She also did say, like, when the, I don't know if you watched Lock and Key at all.
No.
Speaking of witches, it was the third season. She was like, this season is coming out too quickly. There's no character development. It's like, so she gets really in there. Really in there.
Well, she's a writer, at least when I knew Lucy, she was really into that and like directing her own things. So she has a perspective and I think that's great. I think it's cool. Tim Burton has such a strong perspective and aesthetic that he can keep putting out these movies and shows that have such a strong point of view, even visually.
Yeah.
They're striking. And, you know, I think Lucy, yeah, she's very unique and she has her own opinions. Who knows what she'll create one day in terms of that stuff. But no, I really liked it. I like that they touched on the fact that there's still this kind of pilgrim mentality here that we have not beat as a collective. I think it's going to get beat, though. At least I hope. Okay. Also, I wanted to add, this is random. I just wrote, being stoned to death would be terrible.
Yeah, probably not great. I mean, I guess you would just hope for that one stone, the one big stone to come early.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's like what I'm saying. Yeah, because if it doesn't and you're getting stoned to death and just hit like that, that's
the key in the wrong places. It's like, come
on. My God.
Throwing your head out there to get hit. So I know you wanted to talk about the Salem witch trials, but I also wanted to know, did you know that this happened in Westfield, New Jersey as well?
What did?
Witch trials.
What do you mean?
So in Westfield, there's like places, my friend, I lived with her for a short period of time and it was an acting school on a street. And I feel like it was called Witches Something. And I remember that. And I remember that it was, her father was telling me that a lot of the streets names in the area are named like with witch in the title or like other things that they had, they burned witches at the stake in Westfield, New Jersey. So, I mean, I'm sure it happened.
I got burned at the stake in Westfield, New Jersey when I taught there.
That's right.
So I believe it. When that show, The Watcher, came out about Westfield, was like, and I also still love Westfield. You know, I lived there. I taught there. The town is awesome. Like we could walk into town. There's just a lot of beauty there, but there's also a lot of weird mentality of like, oh, you're different than what we feel comfortable with. You need to fucking go or we'll torch you.
Yeah.
And to me, like that's what is slowly changing is that we're allowed to be different. and that shouldn't be like as threatening.
It is, there is a lot of reversion to that, though. There is a lot of, yes, that exactly that was the case for so for. We got to a point where it's like all voices are heard and matter. And then now with like new administrations and stuff, it is interesting to watch because it's like, and then you do watch The Handmaid's Tale and you're like, is this happening again? Like, you know what I mean? Where you're suppressing women.
Well, look at what happened with abortion. Not very recently. It was not long ago at all. It's like right, still exactly. happening. So there are extreme beliefs that are combating each other instead of people opening up to the fact that there's so much diversity and us trying to find our way through it. Instead, it's like we're in this pitted against each other, lock it down kind of place. And I don't even know how to feel about life. Let's talk about Twitch real quick. Ellen's dancer DJ Twitch committed suicide. He did leave a note or notes. We don't know what they say yet. And a lot of people have been trying to make sense of it, even though we don't have the letters. Some people, there was a big theory that because of, you know, certain cryptocurrency tanking, that's why he killed himself. And I Googled that and they said, no, that's just a theory. But I just think there's so much unhappiness and pain still that a lot of people are feeling that people are having a hard time addressing. So like with Twitch, I wasn't surprised. I'm not surprised when any celebrity dies or whatever, because I was steeped in that industry and they're not a lot of happy people there. Like it's easy to put that happy face on, go on social media, have the great sketches or dances or whatever, but to really know what someone's going through is almost impossible because so many people are hidden. But with his death and I'm shocked at how many people are shocked.
Yeah.
You know, because they were like, he seems so happy and upbeat. And I'm like, that doesn't fool me at all, especially in the comedy business, right? Like we know so many people who can get on stage, make people laugh for an hour. And as soon as they're done, they're the most depressed, anxious, whatever. And, so I just think, yeah, there's a lot to be addressed still in our society. And I want it because I want to be happier myself. Right.
And there's also like the medication aspect of that, which has been a problem forever. I mean, I remember in high school very, very vividly, one of my closest friends in high school, his dad got treatment he was suffering with like anxiety. And they misdiagnosed him. So they gave him antidepressants. But what that did was is like within, I don't know, two doses, killed himself.
That's awful.
You know what I mean? So it's like the chemical aspect of that is still something that's like very, very scary. You know, and you know, too, you've been through like several, like reacting differently to things that other people normally wouldn't. So it is pretty frightening that is.
No, you're right. And it's such a bigger thing, being mismedicated. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why a lot of psychiatrists and doctors, some, not all, are very quick to throw because medication at something.
By the medications.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And yes, I was mismedicated two different times where I had to get rushed to the ER. And afterwards, I was like, why did they give me a high dose, first of all, when they're testing me on it? And also, why is it just the first go-to? Because I was saying things that were hurting my soul that, you know, I think are valid. And to the doctor, it's like, shut her up. Here's some of this, you know? And it's like, for some people, medication is a lifesaver. And that's great. I would never diss that. But yeah, you can be improperly diagnosed and it can cause death.
Yeah.
So...
Especially if you're a mental illness and you're a witch and then you get stoned to death.
Getting stoned to death's the
hits.
Yeah. The worst. I think I've been stoned to death in almost every other life. No. Anyway, so I would love your thoughts on it, but because you're obviously now booker for New York Comedy Club.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've worked with so many different personality types, which is
you know, there's definitely an empathetic way of working with people. It's also a way of working around understanding that comics operate differently. I mean, if you're a stand-up comedian, there's a mental illness regardless.
Hey, me?
So no, you're like, to your point, I've never been shocked or by any of that, because the reality is, especially people in entertainment, they are putting on, like, that's kind of like their whole jam. So I didn't even know who he was. Like, I kind of had to go and look up who he was and stuff. But I mean, but they did, they came out with Suicide immediately. Like, there was no, like, he just died. It was like the announcement was died, suicide, you know? Yeah. But like, Maria saw the TikTok rumors too about the cryptocurrency thing. And
yeah. A lot of people lost money on that crypto. I think someone's going to jail for that, because he's been arrested, right?
Or one of them.
Yeah, I think he had, the owner, the CEO, the top guy. I think he had it hacked. He did it. Come on.
Oh yeah, he totally did it. Yeah.
That money is somewhere else, safe and waiting for him when he gets out of jail. But a lot of famous people have lost money. And I thought, losing that kind of money and having a family and you already having depression or mental health issues, I could see how that would drive you over the edge.
Yeah. So I think anything is like plausible really at this point.
And crypto always made me nervous. I don't think all crypto tanked. I was trying to research it. It seems like a real big type of crypto. Cause I was like, oh, all of crypto's done now. No, there are some that are still up thriving, but this one false, you know, they made it to launder, tanked, but it had billions. Yet people had invested billions.
Did you know that guy, Billy McFarlane, is out of jail? Remember Fyre Festival?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just got out of jail, I think, in the last week or two.
Yeah, that was a crazy.
Like, back to his old tricks, I'm sure. He doesn't know how to operate in a different way. Like, that's a whole different kind of mental illness.
Yeah, which is why I think, once again, it comes down to learning how to feel into your body. Because if you're trying to navigate where you're just hearing a person, like, what they are on paper, right? Like, you can make anything sound really good, I think. Yeah. There are a lot of sales people out there selling, but like, you have to be able to feel a person's vibe. Are they trustworthy? Do they feel safe? And I think a lot of people skip that because a lot of us are dissociated.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense that a lot of us are still operating from a place of trauma. So it's hard to navigate and know who to trust and who not to. But I always had a weird feeling. I also don't have a lot of money. So if you don't have a lot of money, you know, that takes a lot of balls to put it in crypto.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm trying to get my dollar bills in line.
I can't even lose a dollar in Las Vegas. I get upset.
Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, but yeah, I want to say, like, my heart goes out to whoever's hurting over Twitch. I'm not trying to demean that death or anything or belittle it. It just doesn't surprise me, because I've seen so many smiling faces for the camera, for the stage, and including my own, right? Like, I've gone up on stage for 50 minutes and looked all jolly and then got off and went back into a depressed state. So I'm just saying, it doesn't surprise me, because I've also lived it, where people still want me to be funny. Like, they're like, oh, you're a comedian, be funny right now. Why aren't you upbeat? And I'm like, oh no, it got sucked out of me. I have to relearn how to get all those juices back. It can be really hard going on stage.
Well, and I think especially too, when you're in a situation where you're, like, for him being one, right? Or anyone, that when you're on a daily show and you're expected to be a certain way for certain hours of the day, and you don't get the time that you need to, like, replenish. And this is, like, for, you know, people on Broadway or, like, shows with long run, where it's, like, physically, mentally exerting. A lot of times people don't do the right things to take care of themselves, because now you've been asked to do a list of 1,000 other things, right? So that, or family commitments, or you have, like, you are dealing with some sort of illness, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you just get to a point where you're completely broken. And I've seen that so much, because you are
I have to do this. If I don't do this and nothing else will come, you know, if I say no, then, you know, God's going to come and kill my family. You know what I mean? Like to that extreme, but it's real. You know, there are definitely a large portion of people that are very good at navigating the balance, but so many aren't, or so many aren't given the tools, you know?
Yeah.
So,
do you feel that way, Candy, like in your own life ever? Because I know you don't take the stage the same way as the comics you book, but you're deep in that industry. So do you ever feel like you have to choke down what you're going through, or not really?
Yes, because I think that I have to present myself in a certain way. It's, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm in charge of a lot of people and a lot of things, like a lot of the time. So I absolutely have had to schedule myself, because also like in comedy or any entertainment industry, there's no HR. There's also no scheduled day. Like it's all hours, right? So, but I've had to I've been doing it for a long time now. So, but I have had to create boundaries for myself, like understanding who gets my attention, who doesn't, understanding what times of day I'm going to be available to anyone. And then also having plans in place that, you know, like the world doesn't shut down if I don't get back to someone. Like there's backup plan and a backup plan, right? So, sorry, I just hit you in the boobs. It's part of my plan. And I mean, like Maria is a bank executive, right? So she deals with high pressure stuff, but it's within banking hours for the most part. I mean, I have seen her work very, very late nights, but I think just as a whole, because there's so much accessibility to everybody now,
right,
that
right.
We don't get the breaks that we normally did before technology being, you know.
Right. Is that how you feel, Maria? Like, how do you feel doing a high pressure job when you're going through something?
I feel that nowadays it's like you're doing the job of five people and you have to juggle. And sometimes when you have a crazy customer coming at you and you've got all this other things going in play, you're like, oh my God, whatever you do, Maria, don't say anything crazy right now. Just stay chill, because sometimes, you know, the switch wants to go off and be like, you know what? I'm done with this conversation. I got to go clip.
Yeah.
But I can't.
Yeah.
That's hard for me.
Yeah. Mm. I do think hours do play a lot into it, because now I've purposely made my hours be the like 7 to 3-ish kind of thing, because mentally I think nighttime hours are hard. Like that's how I feel now. Like, cause I do think I'm going to be starting a regular comedy show again, but man, do I wish it could be at like 2 PM.
Right.
Because that's when I'm able to fire
yeah.
all cylinders. Like 8 PM. Maybe it's cause of my age. I don't know, but I'm just like, my brain's
not very hard. Not
firing
yeah.
the same way. And I think it makes me depressed to force myself to be hype at a time that I want to be cozy. I have the softest blankets. Like I love comfort, you know what I mean? And I'm not scared of it anymore. Like yeah. I want to be in comfy blankets and like my robe as much as I can be. So
Kate, I listen to Henry Mancini.
Who's that?
Like the composer of all the old like movies and stuff. Oh, like I listen to that all day long, because it's so like just whimsical and comforting.
Yeah, so, and I think it's okay to go to.
I'm not that. Like you guys. I'm crazy all the time. I'm great in the morning. I'll wake up like, what? You know, and I'm great in the morning. I'm a thinker. Math is the best time to catch me. After 2:30, not so much. I've messed up a lot of general ledgers that way. So that's like my cutoff time for any money transactions. 2:30, don't do it.
See, and I think that's smart. And I'm going to have to somehow get ready to do comedy hours again, but I think it stretches me. Like I'm like, like, because I do love comedy, I do like having a microphone and saying my ideas, but the lifestyle and the timing of it crunches me. And yet, what am I supposed to do, make comedy popular at 2 p.m how? You know what I mean? Like, there are some shows that happen, but they're like random. You know, so I used to do the Stand Up New York. It wasn't just bar and bat mitzvah shows. It was those camp shows. And but that was hard getting heckled by like 12-year-old boys, because you just want to go at them and you can't. You want to be like, shut the fuck up, virgin.
You still did. You still did, Kate.
Let me ask you guys something. What do you guys do for like inspiration to get yourself going and start the comedy show or start your, you know, your spiels and all that? What is your inspiration?
My spiels. For me, it's kind of, but I was like, I was starting to lose steam. So for me, it was like, you have to do this. It was like, I would have these talks with myself. Like, if you don't, like, what's your next plan? So I almost had to like bully myself into it at the end. In the beginning, it was just the excitement of holding a mic, saying my thoughts, figuring out a career that was in alignment with me, you know, like that was enough to fuel me. Mm-hmm. Like I was staying up doing late night shows and then coming back to teach when I first started, because something was like rocketing me to do it. And then after over a decade, it was like hard to keep that steam in that way. Mm-hmm. So at the end, it was like just these like harsh talks with myself of like, you have to. Which was why I had to step away for a bit, because I was like, I don't want to live like that. Like I started comedy to follow my heart, you know, and to go like, if this is just becoming a job, I might as well get a job with better hours.
Right.
And that's more predictable where I don't have to travel. Cause I'm a lonely traveler. Cause no one says when you first start comedy, how much you're going to have to travel. Like you don't really think of that part.
Yeah.
And I get very lonely and tired.
So do I.
Yeah. Like, and you still have to travel though.
Yeah.
She likes to take naps.
Yeah.
I'm a napper. Yeah. How do you do it, Candy? How do you get hype? Cause you're still going to, when you're in Manhattan, you're going to all those things. So how do you do it?
You know, it's one of those things where it's like, there's the exhaustion of traveling. It's the exhaustion of being social. I mean, I live in Charlotte now, so I have a very kind of very calm routine life, which is awesome. And I love it. But I'm out of routine when it comes to like being in a comedy club all the time and having to talk to people constantly, right? So it's, I'm exerting energy that I'm not used to exerting. So I do. It's like, I think what I've done is I prepared for the fact that when I get home, I need days to recover instead of trying to come home and then get right back into things here. So for me is recognizing like I'm going to be exhausted. I'm going to be tired, and to give myself grace for that. But I do, when I get inside of a comedy club, I'm like, oh, right, this is why I love doing this. Like, so I definitely need that as well. Like I need that aspect to be like reminded. So.
Well, and also when I would see Candy at the different, well, I mostly saw you at the first comedy club I met you at, but when you are with the right people, I think that can also help fuel you. So that would also, that was kind of always the driving point. And then, I don't know, I used to be with like my starting crew, I feel like. And then it just felt like comedy blew up. I know it was probably already blown up, but then you'd start seeing people you didn't really know. And that would also be hard. But yeah, I think you're so friendly, Candy. Maybe it's because you're just still in that industry and tied to so many people. But like, I can see when you're in the heat of that moment in the club, how it's like, okay, this is home. And I do get like that a lot when I force myself. It's
getting there.
Yeah, that it's the getting thing. There. That's excruciating, honestly. And I need to work through that, because I am going to be starting a regular comedy show. And like that, like last night, that's what I was going through. I was like, how am I going to hype myself up at 8 p.m. when that's when I go to bed,
right?
You know, like how am I gonna do that now?
Yeah.
And I'll figure it out, but it's just tough being alive. Yeah. Sorry I'm so emo, but like just finding a path that gives you the life force and just invigorates you and waking up each day like, yeah, like I'm ready to do this. Like some days I wake up, are you fucking kidding me? Like Like, I just don't have that motivation that I think we're all looking for, because I don't know, it's hard to be excited
and
all the time.
You know what? I think those days are important. They're also part of your process. And that doesn't mean, like, when you wake up and you have a day where, like, I don't want to do this, that you're not doing the right thing. It just means you need a day. Like, sitting and eating garbage and laying under the covers is just as important to a creative process as actually sitting down and writing something down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I say that to everybody that's in a creative industry. It's like, if you're trying to create something, if you don't live a life, you can't create anything. I'm just going to keep talking about how I sit here in this coffee shop and have anxiety all day. Yes. You know what I mean? But like,
yeah. 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 And I just think, like, personality is a big part of it. And you're pretty good at seeing the sunshine and things too, Candy.
Also, my mom is really nice.
That doesn't fall from the tree.
I was talking to Khalees about this. It was like people with different upbringings. She was like, you're one of the funniest people we know, but because your mom was nice to you, you don't need to be on stage.
Beautiful.
You know?
Hard for me to comment here. But no, I do think, like, whatever was driving me to get on stage, a part of it was like, yeah, like needing some kind of attention and validation. And then I think at some point something shifted and I was like, I don't know if I need all of that every night, you know? And then it kind of made me lost.
There's certainly a pressure, especially in the comedy industry, as you know, that you're supposed to be on stage all night, every night, or you're not doing it correctly, which is.
And I think that's so wrong. It's hard to fight when the majority of people have a belief, because you're immediately going to look like you're wrong. But I was like, that's burnout.
You got
central.
To a point where you've been doing it long enough that you didn't need the reps. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, because it was the more and more I was getting on stage and saying the same thing, the more I was hating the words I was repeating over and over, you know? And I was like, oh, I'm boring myself.
Yeah.
You know? But I think just listening to, because we all have such a unique vibe to ourselves, you got to listen to what works for you. But yeah, I think you can totally do comedy and not have to do it every single night. I really, really believe that. Yes, it's good to get polished. Like, when I start again, I'll have to polish, of course. Right. I'm not saying like that won't need to happen, but I don't think everyone needs to do it like that. And I think it's always dangerous when you think there's a set formula for each person. And that's why I think there's also just so much depression.
Yeah.
Like, people don't know how to get out of this way of thinking, if that's how most people think. We're like scared of fighting and saying, wait, 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 no, maybe you don't have to get up every night, or maybe you don't have to do it this way. But I, you know, I'm just hoping with all this disease around to bring it back, that people can start breaking these cycles of like, this is how it goes for any job, and actually listening to the individual people that make a business and finding out like, what makes you excited to come to work? What makes you feel healthy? You know, being a teacher again, it's crazy. And it's like, give teachers more days off. They want them just like students do. And why not? Like, people are worked to the bone in almost every industry. Like, the more you can give people mental health days, physical health days, I think the better. There's a reason why
every
people
other
want
country
that.
You get those things, except for
siesta.
This one.
Wait, is it a siesta or a fiesta? Yeah, yeah.
France, I think you get like 6 weeks vacation. You also get a government, like, it provides you either a money or a person to come and help you when you have a baby born. Like, the maternity leave is like that much longer. Yeah.
Should I get pregnant again?
These babies would have all the eyeballs.
I want to, but we'll see.
I never want to again. I'm done.
I mean, it's hard as hell. Like, I, you know, I just... from a real primal place, I want to make
babies
with my man. Okay. I want to throw out that birth control pills, throw them out, say, let's see what happens in this womb. Womb can still bake.
I count the cats as babies, because if you have to wipe ass, they're babies. And so I count that I have three right now and I'm done. It's a wrap.
I love cats.
Me too.
They're so cute. I want a cat too.
I just want to kiss them and eat them. No.
You're like, no, ha, ha, ha.
No, no.
No, yeah, they're too cute. Well, I guess we'll wrap up. I feel like I obviously didn't research. Like I never research properly. I'm like, let's talk about the history.
We have no idea what we're talking about.
I watched Wednesday Addams. I'm like, let's talk about history. Andy was like, did you research this at all? I'm like, shut the fuck up, bitch. You know I didn't research. all right. So thank you both for coming on. Candy, where can people find you?
You can just find me at Candy Claire on all the things. I usually just use Instagram. So there.
Okay. Candy Claire, Instagram. Maria, where can they find you?
At home.
With their cats.
Cats.
Don't go to her house, kid. Though.
Don't go to her house. That's a creepy move. But yeah. Also, everyone has like Ring cams and stuff now. I feel like it's getting a lot harder to stalk and steal packages, which is positive.
Don't get me started on stealing packages.
Are people stealing your packages?
Oh, we had a person rob the package room downstairs in the middle of the night through three locked doors.
Dear God, you can just take those people out. Like, just like, why are they here?
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, if you're stealing other people's packages, you're the most annoying person. You're making that person now have to call.
Right.
Well, like, stop being shitty.
Yeah. Agreed.
Whoever's fucking these people, stop. Don't fuck them. They're terrible.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
I'm fine with murder. I'm not a... Like package theft.
Oh, yeah. No, if I met someone and they're like, yeah, I murdered this person and they had like a good story to go with it that made sense, I'd be like, yeah. If someone was like, I stole this person's package, I didn't know that, I'd be like, you need to get murdered. Like, I don't care about you. Why are you doing that? Why are you the worst?
Listen, I texted my super once, hey, my package arrived. Can you please go to the front door because I'm at work? He was probably like, who is this bitch right now?
It makes sense to me because they're just maniacs ready to steal something that ain't theirs. It's so what Britain did when they came here to the Native Americans. It's that energy.
No.
That's not yours.
It's not.
Hands off.
Hands off. You're out of hand.
Maybe saying they deserve to get murdered was a bit strong. I will admit that was a strong statement.
I don't know.
That's because I'm feeling insecure.
No.
Because if I was really claiming myself, I'd be like, no. Anyway. Anyway, thank you both for coming on. And
thank
everyone,
you for having us.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Keep your packages.
Watch your packages.
Yeah.
Not just the packages getting delivered, but your vaginas and penises.
Yes.
Don't sleep with the wrong peeps.
Say bye-bye.
All right. Bye, everybody.